3 years ago, a group of Iraqi exiles created the Memory Foundation. Their aim is to preserve and analyze the records of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party so Iraqis can understand the mistakes of the past. The group returned to Baghdad after the overthrow of Saddam with great hopes for a new Iraq committed to basic human rights. The foundation grew out of the work of Kanan Makia, whose book Republic of Fear chronicled the systematic repression during Saddam's regime. NPR's Anne Garrels sent this report from Baghdad. A word of warning, it contains a graphic depiction of torture.
I just want you to sign in.
37-year-old Mustafa al-Qadami is lean for an Iraqi. He's a gentleman who's devoted his life to exposing the horrors of Saddam's regime. He lives and works in the foundation offices, which are in the fortified green zone. He's surrounded by archives and memories some people still want to destroy. Forced to flee Iraq as a young man, Mustafa believes a new kind of politics is possible here. Though 3 years after the overthrow of Saddam, his hopes are far from being realized.
We need to learn very hard about our past experience and give me very strong feeling to work very hard against the hate. All the same.
Amid looting and chaos following the collapse of the regime, he and others scavenged enormous troves of Ba'ath Party files, more than 11 million documents in all. Neat stacks of them fill several rooms. They outline the elaborate methods of repression that dominated every aspect of Iraqi life for 35 years. Mustafa pulls out just one of hundreds of handwritten folders that meticulously list every high school student in Iraq, along with notes on their political orientation. By the name of one student, the fateful words, "does not agree with the invasion of Kuwait."
No job, no school, no study, and maybe he's got to arrest.
Mustafa is also in charge of collecting oral histories. Crews have fanned out across the country interviewing victims from all ethnic groups. The Memory Foundation has put their testimony on DVDs. Hussein Yusuf Rubai was stopped at a military checkpoint after the 1991 Shiite uprising in Najaf and was immediately taken out into the desert, along with his brother, two cousins, and an 80-year-old uncle.
The soldiers mocked us. Everyone started begging, but they shot us. I fell forward into the ditch as a bullet entered my shoulder and came out tearing my face. Then a truck pulled up and dumped bricks over us. I was buried by bricks.
Hussein is the only remaining eyewitness for the mass killing of Shiites that day. But while he survived that execution, Mustafa says he was subsequently murdered last July.
After he gave his testimony to the Iraqi Memory Foundation, he traveling between Baghdad and Najaf. And in Latifiyah, they catch him and they kill him straight away. Because they have some information that this guy, he got to give his testimony to Saddam's tribal.
Mustafa says it's getting harder to get testimony.
Many people, they start to afraid to give testimony because they get some letter threats. More and more people afraid. Make our works more difficult.
The Memory Foundation archive includes videos, some of which were discovered in the offices of Saddam and his sons. This one shows male Iraqi prisoners hog-tied to a pole as Saddam's security forces beat their genitals with what looks like bamboo canes. Other silent videos show killings of Iraqis by Iraqis. Iraqi prisoners are thrown off roofs, tossed in pits where they're blown up with grenades. Others are beheaded. Mustafa says Iraqis must come to terms with what they did to each other.
In this archive, we show you how the Saddam's army, how they killed the people inside Saddam's palace. The same way of Zarqawi, how he killed the people.
A reference to the videoed beheadings by Jordanian terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Mustafa says Iraqis have to understand it was they who started all this, not outsiders.
This is not from Zarqawi. Zarqawi learned this thing from Saddam.
The foundation staff is largely made up of young students from local universities. 24-year-old Saad Mahmoud cannot bear to watch the videos he dubs. He starts the machine and leaves the room.
This film, until now, I didn't see it.
But he, too, believes it's important the record be here. But Mustafa worries, given continued lawlessness, the archive could be used in the wrong way.
If some people, they done mistake or they victimizer, they go to court. Not anyone, he take his pistol and kill them. We should be different from Saddam Hussein.
He wants justice for the victims, but in courts. The foundation has provided documents for the Saddam trials, but Mustafa had hoped for more, for a truth and reconciliation commission, similar to what South Africa had. He says the government is slow to move. He calls the current de-Ba'athification commission crude and corrupt.
I'm coming there. I hate someone. I said he's ex-Ba'athist without any proof, and they take it very serious.
He says many Ba'athists who did nothing have been punished, while those responsible for crimes walk free. Mustafa and his colleagues had great plans 3 years ago to build a museum on the site of Saddam's grotesque memorial to the Iran-Iraq War, a war he lost but still claimed to have won. Those plans are still dreams. The foundation scrapes by on money from the U.S. government. But the staff still collects artifacts for the future.
These shoes, wedding shoes, for a lady killed by Saddam Hussein. And this is her dress.
The white wedding gown belongs to Zahra Abbas al-Badri's pregnant daughter, who disappeared in Saddam's prisons along with 23 relatives, including young boys. Zahra is one of those who told her story in front of the foundation's cameras.
I searched everywhere. Later they informed me they have executed her along with her brother and my husband. I could not believe it at the beginning. Can they just execute them like that?
To protect her remaining two sons, Zahra hid them for 23 years in the family house. They emerged only when the regime was overthrown. Given the new cycle of violence here, Mustafa says it's hard to get people to focus on the past.
Yes, we got to have a problem. Because people, they get to compare now between what happened during Saddam's time and what's going on in the street in Iraq. But we need to use Saddam's terror as what happened now is the result about Saddam's time.
The escalating sectarian violence is not what he expected. He believes his work is even more important than ever.
Without hope, we can do nothing. If you have no hope, I'm not sitting here now.
Anne Gerrels, NPR News, Baghdad.